SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, a Myanmar court sentences Australian economist Sean Turnell to 3 years in prison and adds a further conviction to ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The government urges Optus customers to remain vigilant, and Matilda's captain Sam Kerr leads Chelsea to victory, beating West Ham 3-1. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. A court in Myanmar has convicted the country's former leader Aung San Suu Kyi and Australian economist Sean Turnell of violating an official secrets law, sentencing both to 3 years in prison. Three members of Suu Kyi's cabinet were also found guilty, each also receiving three-year prison sentences. Mr. Turnell, an associate professor in economics at Sydney's Macquarie University, had served as an advisor to Ms. Suu Kyi, who was detained when her elected government was ousted by the army in 2021. He was arrested 5 days later while waiting for a car to take him to the airport. Ms. Suu Kyi had already been sentenced to 20 years in prison in other cases that are widely believed to be aimed at discrediting her and preventing her from returning to power. Customers are being warned to remain vigilant in the wake of the Optus data leak as scammers aim to take advantage of the security breach. Nearly 40% of the Australian population has either been directly or indirectly impacted, with driver's licences, Medicare numbers, and passport details among the data stolen. Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones is urging Optus customers not to wait to contact their bank if their information has been compromised, while also warning not to click on any unknown links or messages.
There'll be a long tail of impact of this data breach. We know that fraudsters, we know that scammers are already onto it. Whether they have the Optus data or not, they're attempting to impersonate Optus, they're attempting to impersonate licence providers, they're attempting to impersonate government and government agencies. So the message to consumers is to be cautious.
New data from the Bureau of Statistics shows that inflation is still on the rise in Australia. Consumer prices rose 7% over the year to July, driven by the cost of building new homes and petrol. A big drop in petrol prices saw the cost of living ease back to 6.8% over the year to August, while food prices increased. The Reserve Bank is expected to raise interest rates next week by half a percentage point to 2.85% to try to curb further inflation. Hurricane Ian has swamped southwest Florida in the United States, flooding streets, knocking out power to almost 2 million people, and threatening catastrophic damage inland. It's one of the most powerful storms ever recorded in America, and authorities are reporting many calls from people trapped in their homes. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says nearly 2 million people were ordered to leave the state's southwest before the storm made landfall.
This is a really, really significant storm. It will be one of the storms people always remember when they think about southwest Florida, probably be the big one. It seems like over the last 12 to 24 hours, every time you look at this storm, it's just been bad news. It gets stronger, it gets larger.
The US has opened up a first-of-its-kind summit with Pacific Island leaders, with the Secretary of State reinforcing a united front for a free and open Indo-Pacific. Leaders from 12 Pacific Island states are taking part in the two-day summit in Washington, with Australia and New Zealand attending as observers. It's the first time the United States has hosted so many leaders of the Pacific region, where China has made continual advances. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a declaration of partnership has been agreed to.
We have a shared vision for the future and a determination to build that future together. So I'm very pleased that we have this today, that we've agreed on it, and it will give us a roadmap for the work that we're doing in the future. Most important, I'm really looking forward to this conversation, to listening, to hearing from each and every one of you so that we can be a better, stronger, more effective partner in the future that we're working to build together.
And in sport, Matilda's captain Sam Kerr has helped Chelsea come from behind to beat West Ham 3-1 in their Women's Super League match. The match at King's Meadow was rescheduled following the death of the Queen. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.